Episode 39 of the Energy Edge Podcast.
Hi, this is Mark Slemons from the Leader to Leader Podcast. I listen to several podcasts, but only one on energy, and that's this one. I don't miss the Energy Edge Podcast. Brian and Treva are above all practical. I trust the advice and implement their recommendations with results. And that's what it's all about, right? Results. You'll get them here on the Energy Edge Podcast.
Welcome to the Energy Edge Podcast, where we believe if you desire to get the absolute most out of your work and life, then finding your energy edge is a must. The Energy Edge Podcast will help you learn to leverage your everyday major activities into an energy advantage so you can work and live at an optimal level. So let's begin.
Welcome to the Energy Edge Podcast, sponsored by 5-Minute Energy Kickstart. So often we just need a kickstart for our energy, and that's the exact purpose of the site. So if you've not gone to 5MinuteEnergyKickstart.com, that's the number 5MinuteEnergyKickstart.com, go there for a free video series that can help you kickstart your energy in some major, major key areas of our life, such as sleep, nutrition, fitness, movement, exercise, that whole section of life. Well, I'm Brian Paul Buckley, and I am the host of this podcast, but it's not a one-man show, and that's actually because my co-host is a woman. Without further ado, T.Y., Treviasino, what is up, energy girl?
So fondly saying I'm referring to me as a woman, I'm sure. Yes, this energy girl, I love this time of year because it's going transitioning somewhat from summer to fall, and I love fall, and honestly, it does give me a lot of energy, so bring it on.
And the nice part, it is fall, and at least in Chicago, we are dealing with the hottest set of 4 days in record history of all time, which is absolutely maddening. But nonetheless, so we see clients and speak on a regular basis as well. And often we come across certain underlining themes that stand out to us. So kind of doing a little bit of foreshadowing of where we're headed in this podcast. Any certain themes that you see on a consistent basis, Treva?
Yeah, I mean, there's a handful of them for sure. Themes good and themes, you know, negative. And I think struggles for people that I see that is a thread that runs throughout seeing clients is people getting derailed and not being able to get back on quick enough. You know, it's all or nothing, right? So the theme of derailment for me with people, if I can help them do that, especially I have one right now who is trying to lose weight. She's very heavy set and discouraged about it. And so for her, it's tough because it's all or nothing. So one thing goes wrong and she's completely derailed. So helping people not to lose that is a common theme for me.
Yeah, I think we both found that there's at least one momentum killer, and it can be the momentum killer that kind of overtakes every single one of us. And well, it's really no respecter of persons in any way.
Yeah, not at all. Like whether it's age, race, gender, nationality, it's this subject is a momentum killer. And it shows up almost always when you're making progress, right? And it's absolutely sabotaging to your success. And so really, in fact, it's the one and only goal of this momentum killer. And that's really, it's to take you down.
Take you down.
Yes.
Well, and it's called, we actually call it by an acronym, which is called UTRO, but most people know it by five words. And the five words are out of the routine of. So UTRO, out of the routine of.
Yeah, UTRO. Isn't that interesting? I love it. And I learned so much from you this way. You're great about acronyms. And so UTRO, 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 you won't forget it. But we as a society, we are a society of really routines, right? So we do something and then the next thing you know, it's the way we always do it all the time now. So it's how we live our lives. We become these routine, sometimes even robots. But it's not always positive. So here's a question. How many positive things have you been doing in your life that somehow you find yourself out of the routine of or UTRO?
Like that's a great question. How many positive things have you been doing in your life that you all of a sudden find yourself out of the routine of? Well, I mean, for me personally, I can easily have an on again, off again love affair with two specific things. One is eating healthy and number two is working out. Imagine that. I can go for long stretches, and then the next thing you know, guess what? UTRO has weaseled its way in, and well, I am out of the routine of yet once again.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting for me because those two things are especially workouts, depending on how I'm, you know, how I'm feeling, if I can do it. But for sure, an example for me is organization. I know it sounds crazy. Being an entrepreneur, you need to be uberly organized. And I'm not always like that. And so once I get outro out of my routine of a few things, it sends my whole organizational chart out the door.
And easy to do. And so what are we going to talk about and address today?
So today we're going to address four realities about outro. What are those, Brian? What's the first one, Brian?
Well, the first one is realize how easy it is to get outro. I mean, you don't have to pay for it. I mean, you don't have to know anybody special. You don't even have to do anything at all to get infected with outro. And the reality is it's just as easy to get into every routine as it is to get out of the same routine. Mm-hmm. Like for many of us, we're great at outro and have the habits of, well, inconsistency more than anything. And outro, well, the reality is it's just part of life. Well, let me give you some examples that are real challenges that aid in, let's say, in a bet outro. Well, you get sick. All of a sudden, you know, say you're running and you're doing whatever you're doing, and the next thing you know, you get sick. It's a cold. It's the flu. It's whatever. You're traveling. You're in a certain routine, and all of a sudden, boom, you're traveling, and you 2, 3, 4 days, and that kicks in. How about this one? You get injured. You start a great routine. You're starting to work out and really, really doing well, and then all of a sudden, you get injured. There's a holiday. Been eating really, really well. And next thing you know, it's Thanksgiving or Christmas or somebody brings in certain things for a birthday and there's a holiday and it messes you up. Or how about this one? Work just gets busy. It's that work season where all of a sudden things improve or get busier and busier and your performance has got to improve. And all of a sudden what you're normally doing is put on a back shelf because you are so busy right now at work. So something in your normal routine changes and the next thing you know, you are in outro. And it's not like we wake up determined to never eat healthy again, Treva, or to work out again, or whatever, write or read again. It just naturally happens, and it's so easy. And that's why we need to respect the reality of just how easy it is to get outro.
Absolutely. So number two is this. So realize that outro is incredibly subtle. It's like a cold. You know, a cold is sneaking up on you and you don't even realize you have it until you actually are full blown sneezing and blowing your nose. It slowly sneaks up on you. And the next thing you know, like I said, with the cold, you've got it. So you look back and you realize, well, I didn't do this in the last few days. I didn't get up and do my routine of eating or meditation or whatever. It's not an intentional decision. You're not being rebellion. It just really just sneaks in. So, and a lot of times this is actually sometimes what I do when I want a break, which is, you know, intentional for me. Actually, we think missing just this one day won't matter that much. And in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't, but then you end up missing another day and another day. And if you don't correct it, then pretty soon, you know, next thing you know, you are
so true.
So I think we need to respect the reality of how incredibly subtle outro can be to sabotage your success down the road.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, after, you know, we realize how easy it is to get outro, we realize how incredibly subtle. I think the third one is that realize outro is not just simply overpowering. The ability to have what it can do to us, I think we just underestimate what it's going to be. And it's kind of like you're fighting it, but it's really kryptonite, you know? It knows our weaknesses and it's going to take us down no matter what. We just have to respect how powerful it is. So once outro has you being out of the routine of, it has this amazing power that is far stronger than you think. So not sure? I mean, are you? Maybe you're doubting me on this one. Well, try breaking outro out of the routine of when you've been way out of the routine of something. So for example, it's been a few weeks since you've ran or worked out. How many times, Treva, have you not ran for a few weeks or not worked out for a few weeks? And that first workout you do, or that first run you do, how difficult is it?
It's a killer. You know, it's interesting. And then what happens typically with people is they go, ugh, this is too hard. Then I'm not going to do this one either. Right?
Imagine that. I think another example is, you know, you were eating healthy, you know, 10 plus pounds ago. And all of a sudden you try to go, try to go light on you. And it's so hard when you've been out of routine for a length of time. And that first meal or that first day of going without dark chocolate, if it's my wife, or, having something that's healthy and fully healthy, getting back into that old routine after a number of weeks is very, very difficult. I mean, how about this? You used to read in the morning or before bed and you've gotten out of the routine of it. And it's been weeks or even months, and you try to get back into it, you just realize how powerful it is. I mean, you're officially overtaken by Utro when one of these things happens, and it was you, and then all of a sudden, now it's not you, and now you're back into it. I mean, you didn't mean for it to happen, but here you are, and you're way out of the routine of what you're doing. You were killing it before, and here you are. And, I mean, you need to respect the power of Utro, and the key is recognizing its power and its hold it can and have on you.
Yeah, I like when you're saying the key is recognizing. So like these points are all about recognizing. We need to recognize it so that we can move on from it. And one of the things, and as a number four, I think we need to realize that Utro, I mean, we have to battle it. It's not something that just happens. So once you have Utro, it's not going to naturally go away, right? In fact, it's going to take residency and not leave until you kick it out.
Nice.
So really, I mean, it'll stay there. It's easy to get into out of the routine of, right? So to most, it becomes their excuse, their mantra. I used to do this, but, right?
Oh, man, did you catch that last line? That is, I mean, how many times have you heard somebody say, well, I used to, and then they say what it was, and then they give that three words of justification, but.
Oh yeah. You hear it often. If you just listen for it with different people, I mean, we even say it in different aspects, right? I used to work out or I used to eat healthier, but, and then we go back to the things that sent us off our track way up when you were talking about in number one. So yes.
Well, true. And not you, if you're a high performer, right? I mean, because at the end of the day, we can't let it overtake us, to your point, Treva, but you got to battle Utro with all of your might. And the longer you settle for Utro, the harder it will be to overcome. And let me give you an example. You know, being on the plane, talking to a guy who's, a business traveler, and, he's sitting there and he watches me with my, 1 gallon bag of spring mix and my, scrambled eggs I bring in and tomatoes and cucumbers or whatever I have for breakfast that I bring in intentionally so that I have a great healthy meal on my first day of my trip, my anchor day. And I'm watching the guys, he's, 40 pounds overweight, trying to hide his Egg McMuffin and Coke from, and his hash brown from McDonald's because he, quote, didn't have time. And I just feel bad for him because, that's somebody who's been out of the routine of, and everyone's walking a conversation with that guy, Trio. And you'll be like, I used to be that guy, meaning me, eating healthy, but now I've become this guy. And the reality was he stopped battling. At some point, the kryptonite overtook him and he never got back into the game.
Yeah. And what's really interesting, kind of a caveat in that, I think one of the battles of Utro is perfectionism. And I say that because that is me. And I've had to kind of get over that because how many times have we stopped something really that's of value because you weren't doing it perfectly? And that can be a huge killer of Utro and success in your life and an energy drainer.
Well, that's a great point. I'm glad you brought that up. So let's unpack that a little bit more. I mean, there's so many times where you think about it, you were streaking, meaning that you were on something and you're trying to do something for 10 days in a row or 30 days in a row or whatever. And all of a sudden, you're doing it and then you stop doing it. In fact, this is really personal because I just started reading a brand new book by John Acuff and it's called Finish. And let me read something he put in there, which I completely resonated that you had said as well, Treva. He says, upon missing one day, I will quit the whole endeavor. Once the streak is broken, I can't pick it back up. My record is no longer perfect, so I quit altogether. This is a surprisingly common reaction to mistakes. I fall behind, and I couldn't get back on track. You miss one day of your diet, and then the whole thing was done. I'm not going to go back to it. You were too busy to write one morning, and so you put your unfinished book back on the shelf. Why? Because when my perfect exercise streak hit a roadblock, I stopped. And this is the first lie that perfectionism tells you about your goals. Quit if it isn't perfect. And man, I so resonated with that because obviously his whole book, book is based on finishing something. And, for us, like you're mentioning, and if we stopped, P90X or whatever the workout that we're doing or the run or whatever our Utro is because we just didn't get it perfect, then we're done.
Oh yeah. And you know, if we stop right there and ended it, it's how discouraging that is. And I will tell you, personally speaking, if anybody's familiar with an Enneagram, I'm a seven, and sevens have a tendency to be, you know, very gregarious. They're influencers. And so you go out there, but we kind of have a tendency not to finish things. And a lot of it is because we're perfectionists. So I can relate to this, and I, you know, been working really hard on that, because it really stops you from success. And again, it's an energy suck.
Yeah. And I've read a lot about you sevens. You're wired. I'm an eight. I'm a challenger. I know, big shocker to those who are listening and following along, but we deal with perfectionism as well. And we also hold people to perfectionism, which is just unrealistic, especially in utero, especially with sleep or nutrition or fitness or productivity and those type of things. And I couldn't agree more.
Right. So obviously, you know, we need to end this, and it can be discouraging if we don't. And I'm just like, really, you're thinking, okay, thank you, Dr. Obvious, but how do I remove the momentum killer that's sabotaging my success that you guys keep talking about? Well, we're going to answer that question and be back for the remainder of the solution of the one momentum killer that's sabotaging your success after this short break.
This is Mruthi Parikh, speaker, trainer, and productivity consultant, here with an energy boost you could try today. Desk organization. If you find yourself with a lot of random papers on your desk that just keep getting shuffled back into your ever-growing pile, chances are you're spending a lot of time on processing and reprocessing the same information. So you waste valuable time sifting through the pile over and over again without taking any action. If this sounds like you, please create three simple folders: to do, doing, done. The first time you look at your paper, put it in one of the three folders. If you haven't started what needs to be done with this piece of paper, put it in your to-do folder. If you've started but haven't finished it, put it in doing. And if you're done with that paper, it needs to be filed, shredded, or forwarded, put it in done. This simple system will save you tons of time going through your piles, will keep your papers organized, and will feel a whole lot less overwhelming when it's time for you to get your work done.
This is your podcast co-host, Trevi Yacino. I would love to have a personal conversation with each and every one of you. Why? Almost everyone I talk to is struggling with common yet incredibly frustrating issues such as losing weight, loss of energy, lots of digestive issues, and many, many more. I help business professionals like yourselves get to the core of why you're feeling so badly and get you back to feeling fantastic. If you head over to my website, livingtree.co, share your information under Contact Me, and we can set up a time to chat for free. I am passionate about giving you the tools you need to become independently healthy and regain the energetic you. Just ask Brian, my co-host. He was one of my biggest challenges. Now look at him, or should I say listen to him? I can't even keep up. So let's get your living on.
Most of us are just plain tired. Our pace far outruns our energy, yet we just keep going. We quickly move from busy to beat down to burnout. And sometimes we pull this off by the end of the same day, and it's only Monday. What we need is a reminder there's another way, a kickstart to get us thinking and get us going in the right direction. 5-MinuteEnergyKickstart.com offers 3 5-minute videos on the topics of sleep, nutrition, and fitness movement, where a problem is discussed and 2 energy kickstart challenges are offered. Why? Because we all need a kickstart from time to time. The best part about it is the only thing it'll cost you is a few minutes of your time, because the video series is absolutely free. So check out 5-MinuteEnergyKickstart.com today.
So let me give just a quick reminder of the 4 realities of what we call utro, or out of the routine. One is, realize how easy it is to get utro. 2, realize utro is incredibly subtle, sneaks up on you like a cold. 3, realize utro is simply overpowering. It definitely takes over. And 4 is, realize utro must be battled. You got to do it to get over it.
And those are awesome, because we have to know that. We have to understand the role that utro plays. But there is one remedy or cure for utro. And it looks and sounds very similar for somebody who's looking at the word, but it could not be more the opposite with the change of two simple but very intentional words, back in the routine of, or bitrol, back in the routine of. And I love me some bitrol. Nothing better when all of a sudden you are out of the routine of and you fight it and you get back in and you get back to that workout. You get back to that day of eating healthy. You get back to going to bed earlier, whatever it is. And this is a game changer and is the remedy for every kind of outro. But bitrol requires something of you. And what is that one thing, Treva?
That would be action.
Action. And something must change for bitrol to work. And I don't mean your excuses. And we're going to talk about, we got to define what we've got to get out of first before we can solve what it is.
Absolutely. And we want you to do these things. We're going to give you two key questions to beat outro, because like Brian said, we need to know what our outro is so that we can do our action or our bitrol. And you could think of them as what we talk about usually is what are what nows. And we always do that. So one is this. What are your outros? What are you out of the routine of right now? So chances are you've been thinking of a number of things as we've been talking along this podcast, been listening to, and what your outros are. But let me just give you maybe a few examples and some things that I personally struggle with. So sometimes I get out of this my certain bedtime routine. That could be one of yours. Or eating healthy, like we've talked about. How about going on a walk or your walks that you do every day, taking a break within your workday, which we talk about a lot, which we call move the body and rest the mind. Or how about working out? That's always one that everybody struggles with. Writing is another one, or even reading. Sometimes you are reading a book or you're reading something at night before you go to bed and you're out of the routine of reading and your educational input. And listening to a podcast, hopefully not the Energy Edge podcast. But if so, welcome back and you can go catch back up. There's some really good stuff in here.
Nice, nice.
So the list really is endless, but the point is not. You need to think about listing your key outro activities and then answer question number two. What is that, Brian?
Well, what is the very first step to get you bitrol back in the routine of that's on your list? So, I mean, you don't need a massive reboot and a complete overhaul of the plan. I mean, maybe you want to do that if it's been a long, long time. Most of the time, it is just simply, what is my next first step? And I absolutely, one of my favorite quotes is by the late Jim Rohn. And he says this, if you want to do something, you'll find a way. And if you don't, you'll find an excuse. And I find that if we really want to get back into the routine of, if we want to do bitrol and conquer outro in this specific situation, we've got to find what that first next step is. So what you need is a step in the direction that gets you back in the routine. So for example, planning your evening so you're in bed by 10 p.m. It's making the healthiest choice on your next meal, not waiting the next day or the next week or whatever. This has got to be perfect. You know, scheduling a 15-minute break immediately. You know on your calendar, 2 o'clock, I'm going to take the break. 10:30, I'm going to take the break. It's locating your book that has dust on it and finding the glasses if you need them and placing it where and finding out exactly where you left out. It's getting your workout clothes out and in sight so that you see them, whether it's the night before so you have them the next morning. It's finding that pen and paper or opening a writing program along with an idea. You know, it's looking for your podcast and having it set and choosing which one you're going to listen to. It's these little things that help us to know, okay, here's the outro. This is what I'm out of the routine of. And it may be very, very important for you getting back into the routine of that and figuring out what is your very first next step so that you can conquer outro. So any closing thoughts that you have right now, Treva?
Yeah, I was going to say a couple things as I was just listening to you a second ago. You know, one of the things that I have encouraged, like I was talking about my client earlier on the very beginning of our podcast, is everybody goes outro. Everyone does it. But I would say to encourage you is to don't, you know, go in the tank because of it. Don't beat yourself up. If you're a perfectionist, you know, we all do it. So the challenge really is to not go sideways and not completely to get derailed. Just start back simple. You know, we talk about this all the time on our podcast. Just start with one thing. And I tell you, when you start with one of these things, you'll realize as you're adding one thing in that there's typically one or two things that happen to derail you and happen to send you even further off into outro. If you can figure that out and you tackle that one thing, a lot of the other things will fall into place.
Well, that's a great point, Trina, because at the end of the day, that's a trigger. So if you can take away that trigger, yes, that is setting you off to the left when you need to go right, or, you know, exactly. And if you can figure that out, it's going to make a big, big difference. And I think, you know, most of the battle really is realizing that utero is real. It's subtle. It's overpowering. And it's got to be defeated daily. I mean, it's not a one-time victory, because any certain time, something could go wrong, like excuses, or you get sick, or traveling, or we get busy at work or whatever. It's going to happen. So if we realize what it is and we figure it out, it's go time and it's on you and you can solve it. So what are you out of the routine of right now? And what is the very first step to take to get you back in the routine of? Well, here's a preview of our next episode. It's actually an interview with Alan Stein. And Alan is actually a world-renowned basketball performance coach. He's a corporate speaker, an executive leadership coach, podcast host, and social media influencer. Awesome guy. He spent the last 15 years working with the highest performing basketball players on the planet, including NBA superstars like Kevin Durant, the number one pick in the last draft. And Alan now, what he does, he teaches organizations on how to utilize these same strategies in business that these elite basketball players and teams use to perform at a world-class level. I mean, this is a high-energy guy. He's motivating and a great interview. And here's a clip.
And the best basketball players on the planet know how to play present. And that means three different things. One, you focus on the next play. Two, you focus on the only things in this world that you have control over. And three, you focus on the process. And if you'd like for me to elaborate on each one of those three, I'd be happy.
Thank you, as always, for making it to this point in the podcast. And as always, we'll try and do better next time. Go and get your energy on today by overcoming utero and taking action by utero.